And coming up next on the stream of free radio, on the net, actually, and also, of course, on the archives here for HUF, Homeless United for Friendship and Freedom, it is the 19th of October, 2023, Bathrobes Piers Broadsides, which is yet another flashback, which is a little hard to kind of pinpoint in time. It's from May of 1998, and I've been kind of struggling with this one throughout the afternoon to get a clear sense of exactly which show it is. But the people who put this in the archives, and I was probably one of them, didn't do a very clear job. But in any case, this is it covers a variety of topics. It's a studio show, so you'll be invited to call in. Of course, there's no studio to call into. If you have any comments on what you've heard from this 30-year-old show, nearly 30 years old, call me on the HUF line. That's at Homeless United for Friendship and Freedom, 831-423-4833. And eventually I'll probably get back to you with if I have ideas of what might be helpful for answering your question. So, this was around the time when we were struggling to unsuccessfully get enough signatures for the, I think it was the second battle to put the sleeping ban law, the municipal code 6.36, on the ballot so it could be repealed. We got a lot of signatures, but this was, I think, the year of El Nino, the severe weather storms and such. That's really not a good excuse for why we failed. We had a number of people going out trying it. We didn't have paid signature gatherers. And I guess there isn't a lot of talk about that. I think David Silva, an activist who was with us until about 5 years ago when he died overseas, he was one of the main organizers of this effort. You'll hear some familiar voices here if you're a longtime listener. Battling Bob LaMonica comes in, trying to understand what was going on with the change of management with the Homeless Community Resource Center, which became the Homeless Services Center, which is now Housing Matters. It's the complex out at 115 Coral Street. Considerably smaller operation, in a way considerably more egalitarian, because they actually fed anybody who came in. You didn't have to be in a program to do it. And that, of course, changed as they began to try to grab grants, and maybe they started feeling they had to respond to what government grant doler outers required. But that certainly has changed. You'll hear from Donna Dice and Marco Marocchi, who headed the I don't know how powerful it was, but it was on target. The Tenants' Rights Union of Santa Cruz, or TRUSC, as it called itself. And they really went out of their way to help tenants who are at threat of eviction and trying to lobby for their rights and to help them in court when they were being faced with landlords that simply wanted to sweep them out and sweep in the next more profitable set of tenants, regardless of the situation. Looks like I am not entirely sure, but it looks like there's also an interview with a Salinas activist, or maybe a Monterey County activist. In those days, there weren't many. There were some activists from the streets, but the funded activists were people who were supposedly trying to get people into shelters or into housing, and at least that's how they earned their keep and got their grants. They weren't really concerned with establishing the civil rights of the broader homeless population that stayed outdoors, regardless of all the flim-flam talk about housing and so forth. And some people got into housing, of course, probably in a way, I don't know if it was more proportionately than now, but certainly rents were cheaper, and for some, housing was more accessible. The issue for me, of course, primarily my concern with the Bathrobes Piers Broadsides show was primarily fair treatment, whether it be with respect to housing, with respect to being in a public space with respect to going to city council and so forth and arguing for changes and things. I think you're also going to hear a segment from the Jolly Roger Comedy Troupe, which was the Free Radio Berkeley, or Liberation Radio Berkeley, I'm not sure what the exact name of it was, the kind of flagship pirate radio station. Although the guy who created the cheap transmitters, Stephen Dunifer, who actually may be interviewing shortly for an upcoming show, I got in touch with him recently. He's a lot older, but he still sounds feisty. He said that he didn't like calling his stations pirate stations because the real pirates were the corporate folks who had seized the airways and walled off the people, walled off the poor people, and were ripping them all off and then charging them to boot. There's stuff about Portland and Eugene and their new approaches compared to ours for establishing, at least decriminalizing to some extent, homeless folks, particularly in their vehicles. The struggle for the war to tolerate, if not legalize, medical pot. And then the issue around, as I was saying before, I didn't quite conclude it. The Homeless Community Resource Center was headed by an activist named Karen Gillette, who I talk about at length in this segment in response to a phone call from Battling Bob LaMonica, who calls in. Gillette is a figure with whom I've had many differences of opinion, and you'll hear me discuss those differences of principle and policy there. I don't think she ever volunteered to be interviewed, but we were concerned about how her Homeless Community Resource Center treated people, and also how she was treated when she was, there was some concern at the time. Homeless Community Resource Center was merging with the Citizens Committee for the Homeless, which owned some of the property back there on which the new 115 Coral Street complex, or the old one that was a continuation, which continued the place, all the social services around the corner of Highway 1 and Highway 9 are on property, some of which was owned by the Citizens Committee for the Homeless. Anyway, they formed a coalition, a new group called the Homeless Services Center, or I called it the Homeless Lack of Services Center. But in any case, it's all about sort of the controversies as they tried to oust Karen Gillette, who I didn't think should be ousted for unfair reasons, but I had problems with how she managed it. Her previous, what was primarily initially a free meal operation, and also became a tolerated sleeping zone when the back 40 was open. That's the piece of property that you can still see people sleeping on it. You know, now people are returning to the area in front of Housing Matters and sleeping there. Saw some this morning as I drove down to the Huff meeting. Anyway, listen to it. Check it out. See if you find it of interest. And if you have questions, call me on the Huff line. Huff Santa Cruz. .org is also where you'll find a lot of other shows around the same time. You can also follow some of the history if you get fascinated with it, as I sometimes am. Of course, I was there involved in it, and that may be one of the reasons why for me. But if you find this worth pursuing, there's a lot of historical material on the Huff website. So here it is, the flashback. It's either May 24th or thereabouts of 1998.